PhilHenryShow.com. They'll tell you all about it. Well, the Mir spacecraft is down, and the people at Taco Bell is offering a free taco to everyone in the United States if the core of the Mir space station hit a floating Taco Bell target placed in the South Pacific. Now, I don't know whether that Taco Bell target that's been placed in the middle of the South Pacific has been hit. But I got to tell you, it's a great promotion, and it was one that we thought was really cute and very inventive. I guess the downside, or the more serious sober side of this, is that it has drawn the attention, at least of one security agency, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are a volunteer police force of a variety of citizens in the South Bay and Los Angeles. Jay Santos is a Brigadier General with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he joins us from their substation in Hawthorne. And Mr. Santos, say good afternoon from the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very much.
Sir, you are a Brigadier General with the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
That's correct. The Citizens Auxiliary Police was founded in 1992 by Major Elvis Smith, who is the sub-commander of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
As a sub-commander, so who is the commander? Who's the leader?
Major Newton is the leader as a sub-commander. We do not, at present, have a commander. We do not plan to have a commander.
So the sub-commander, Major
Elvis Newton is commander, yes, sir.
Why has the Taco Bell target in the South Pacific with the Mir spacecraft drawn your attention?
You stand by just a moment. We are...
If I could ask you, General Santos, not to be on that radio...
That is correct. You know, what we are going to do is I'll turn this over to one of our sub-commanders and give you my undivided attention, but we are monitoring information as comes in from the South Pacific. What we are afraid of, to be perfectly blunt, is that if the Taco Bell target was hit, we have information that it might have. It is possible that there would be a run on Taco Bell's that, because of the authentic Mexican food that they serve and the people in the country who love that food, there could be a taco run in the taco. Now, there were two fishing vessels in the vicinity at 0300 this morning that stated that they saw remnants of the taco target, but we cannot be as...
Well, what is your interest? Your interest is public safety?
Our interest primarily is public safety. If there is an enormous number of people going to Taco Bell for free tacos as a result of this, the Taco Bell target being hit by the Mir space station, I don't even have that. We want people to have fun. We believe it is, as you did, Mr. Henry, a very inventive promotion, but we can't have a public safety... concern a public safety situation where the corridor of commerce and the thoroughfare is in around some of these communities in Southern California compromised.
Are you afraid that if the Taco Bell target was hit by the Mir spacecraft and they have to give out free tacos to every man, woman, and child in America, that they're going to be such a crowd at all these Taco Bells, it presents a safety hazard?
That is absolutely correct. And so as a result of this, we are, and that is something we cannot ignore. There are a lot of things in life, obviously, they give people a great deal of joy. Where we come in as the Citizens Auxiliary Police and as an adjunct arm of the West Texas free-range vigilantes and other volunteer police agencies, we can't allow a public safety issue.
What will you do if you find out that the Taco Bell target was hit and that there's going to be lots of people going to Taco Bell? What will you do?
Well, the way we do it, Phil, is a flare drop. We narrow traffic to one lane. We do that with a flare drop. Standard flare drop. We're not keeping everybody out. An officer will ask to look in your purse or your wallet. If there is $5 or more in your wallet or purse, there's a good chance you are there to make a purchase less than $5. The officer then has a reasonable cause to assume that you're there to mooch your free taco. And
well, you use terms like mooch. If this is a promotion where the people are allowed to get tacos, why do you call it mooch?
Well, it's a free safety situation. It's free taco, but that's a public safety situation, Mr. Henry. And if people want a free load of taco, they can do it on their own time. We're not interested in them doing it on the time of the American people and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. On a free load of taco, it's a free load of taco over some of their taco place. But what we're trying to do is save lives, and that's what we've always been about.
And you really consider that this could be a safety issue?
We have reasonable cause to assume that.
What if people then, sir, are found to have more than $5 in their wallet? You're going to send them away?
We're going to ask them to U-turn out of the lot. We will have a U-turn area marked off, which are the cones and flares.
All right, Jay Santos, a general with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is with us. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Taco Bell has promised a free taco to every man, woman, and child in America if a target they placed in the South Pacific was hit by the Mir space station. Do you have any information yet, General Santos, if it's been hit?
We do not. We've had conflicting reports. There are two fishing vessels in the area. As probably saw, a Taco Bell sign that was floating in the area. There are other areas that don't. But if you are not prepared to pay for this country's most authentic, this is a very, very popular situation with Taco Bell, and we're just trying to make sure that's taken care of.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So you're afraid of a run on Taco Bell in case this taco sign is found, or in case this taco sign was hit?
That is primarily it. And also, Phil, the fact that what we're trying to do is make sure the people who will want to go to Taco Bell and not freeload a taco are allowed to go in, and people who want to freeload a taco, they go back home and make their own taco.
Question for you, how are these officers empowered to look into, you're not an official police, you're a volunteer police force founded by a Major Elvis Newton, and I know the Major, he's a nice man, but you're not an official police agency. How can you just look into someone's bag?
Well, our officers are empowered to take a peek around the back seat of the car, on the front seat of the car, look at the taco bag. Also, they're empowered to look in the person.
Yeah, but where do you get your right to do that, because you're not an official police agency?
Well, that's a good question. People ask that question. The citizen's arrest right gives any citizen the right to search and seizure if they have reasonable cause. They do eventually have to get assistance from police, and we turn over all individuals to the police force and we determine that they've violated the law. And
if you get a guy who's got $5 in his wallet, or he has less than $5 in his wallet, he's trying to get into Taco Bell, so you think he's going to try to mooch a taco, what are you going to turn him over to the police for? What crime has that man committed?
Well, I think he is. Obviously, he's a public safety nuisance. He's a public hazard. There's a variety of things we can do to try to get these individuals turned back over to police. But again, we have a constitutional right to look into this. And if there is, again, police officers in the area, we'd be happy to do that.
Well, you've got a cop. You're going to turn this guy over to the cop and say this man is a public safety hazard because what?
A public safety hazard because he is attempting to enter the Taco Bell in a high safety situation. He's in too many people. It's a congested area. We need to move the people out. If these people want to give us a problem, of course, we can use de-escalation techniques and the such. So.
What is a de-escalation technique of police?
It's a standard police technique. You push the subject back with your right hand, and then you backhand their face with your left. That knocks them out of the hysterical mode they might be in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I think this is pretty ridiculous coming from this Citizens on Patrol deal here. This is a marketing ploy, and it's probably one of the biggest marketing ploys ever to hit this country. Not everybody in the country is going to rush out to Taco Bell the minute they open. You got people that don't eat Taco Bell. You got people that could care less one way or the other. And you got probably a third of the population in the United States that doesn't only know what Mir is or had no idea what it was when it fell down yesterday.
Well, you know, all of those are valid points. So I think I made a point.
Go ahead.
I think in the situation where in the what I consider to be a very likely event that there's going to be a run on Taco Bell for the free taco, we need to be standing by to get people in and out of there as quickly as possible.
If that's such a big issue, then why are you not at every Taco Bell on Friday and Saturday night at the bars closed and there's 25 cars in line full of drunks?
Well, that's 25 cars is one thing. We've got 250 million people running on the Taco Bells in this country for the...
But you don't. You're going to touch... What you're going to do is you're going to touch...
If we find out that Taco Target got hit, you're going to have a run on the Taco Bell that is a public safety issue.
No, what you're going to do is you're going to create a safety issue, and you're going to turn this into a demilitarized zone and some kind of Marxist-type situation that I can't take my $20 bill and go buy four tacos.
You would be allowed in.
I wouldn't be allowed in?
You would be allowed in. If you had less than that, of course, we would turn you in, because the last thing we want to do is Phil, right? Phil?
Yeah, Bill.
We don't want you in there mooching a taco and creating a public safety situation.
But you're missing the whole point.
This is authentic Mexican cuisine. That's a very hard thing to come by. People are going to flock to the Bell.
No, sir. No, you're missing the point.
The point
of this whole situation is that they put a 40 by 40 foot target in the middle of the ocean. If this space station hits it, I'm entitled to a free taco as a citizen of the United States. That's what they told me.
Were you under, if you had under $20 in your pocket, you're going to merge that taco. That's a public safety thing. We would turn
it away. To the taco. They're giving it away. And if you look at the ploy, I got to tell you straight up, you're wrong.
Well, sir,
and you're way out of your
reach,
and you're going to create a safety issue.
I'm asking you, where you if you go to fast food, and I'm not sure you do or not, do you go to fast food?
I go to fast food probably 2 to 3 times a week. I'm an American citizen.
Whereabouts do you eat?
I like Taco Bell probably twice a week.
Okay, Taco Bell, where else? You mentioned 3 times a week, so is there anywhere else that you like?
All right, Taco Bell, you'll eat at Schlafsky's from time to time, you know, you eat pretty much anything.
All of these are public safety situations that we've got to take into consideration. You tend to go to Taco Bell, you got every right to go to Taco Bell, but if you got under $20 in your wallet, I have every right to assume you're there to loot the taco, and then you are a vagrant.
What you need to do is remove from your current vocabulary, the word mooch.
What is it?
A marketing point. No, please allow me to finish.
What do you got in your wallet? What do you got in your wallet right now? Just for conversation. How much money you got in your wallet right now?
I got about $82 in my wallet right now because I counted it while I was on hold.
I would not allow you in.
Why?
You want to start mooching tacos.
And you made a very good point. Quit talking about mooching, okay?
Well, I brought a deadbeat. Well, deadbeat a taco. That's all I talk about.
But what if I wanted to buy everybody in the parking lot a taco? If we're going to be ridiculous, let me start being ridiculous with you.
I'm sure I don't want to be.
I brought my $82 to buy everybody there a taco so that they can be there in the parking lot so you don't kick them out.
I'm there to save lives. If you're going to start creating public hazard by buying everybody, every deadbeat there, deadbeat taco, I'd have to take you into custody.
Can I ask you one other question?
Certainly.
That's related to the job that you're doing. Are you a certified peace officer in the state which you reside?
The Constitution says we have citizens' arrest power.
No, sir. Okay, I understand that. But are you a certified peace officer?
I am under the Constitution of
America. Okay, I'll go ahead right now, and I'll go ahead and take that as a no.
Sir, I have a constitutional right.
I have not been. No. I've given you your turn. It's my turn.
All right, sir.
Okay, you're not a certified peace officer. Now, granted, under the rules...
I am certified under the Constitution.
If you will allow me to finish, sir.
Yeah, let the gentleman finish, okay?
I just want
to allow me to finish.
You want to do the deadbeat taco thing? I'm just trying to save lives.
That's what you're doing is you're blowing it out of proportion. Number one, you are not a certified peace officer. You just told me in not so many words.
And the Constitution.
Number two, under the rules of the Constitution, you are allowed to make a citizen's arrest. But number three, if you place your hands on me and you are not a peace officer, then you go to jail for assault. So it's
We would only use a de-escalation technique. We would not.
Have you placed your hands on me to utilize this escalation technique? Left hand in my face.
We do put our right
then
hand.
Then you have
your
assaulted
chest,
me.
And then we slap.
You have assaulted me. Do me a favor. Go home. Watch your late night programming. Watch your reruns of Hawaii 5-0 and stay away from my Taco Bell.
All right, so thank you for your call.
Well, I don't want to respond to that.
Well, we don't have any time. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And he feels that there's going to be a public safety problem if the Mir space station did hit the Taco Bell target and suddenly you've got every man, woman, and child in America putting on a run to Taco Bell for their tacos. He's turning away. The Citizens Auxiliary Police are going to try to turn away from Taco Bells across America anyone with under $20 in their wallet. Because he says, quote, they'll be dead beating a taco or mooching. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. With Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I am Phil Henry, and we're talking to Jay about Taco Bell's offer to give away a free taco to every man, woman, and child in America if the Mir spacecraft hit its floating target in the South Pacific last night. You think that's a public safety issue. I understand that. You say that you're going to try to turn people away from Taco Bell if people flood in there for the free taco.
Because we do consider a safety issue, and you got 250 million Americans have basically been invited to the restaurant by Taco Bell. That's a taco with a taco. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Do we have any information whether or not the Mir spacecraft hit the taco target?
We do not have any definitive information right now. I am trying at the present time to determine. We're in touch with two different agencies in South America, and we also are in tight, we are in touch with a couple of private enterprises, seagoing enterprises in South City. But if we find out, and I was very clear about this, Phil, that the Mir spacecraft has hit that taco target, we are going into, we will be going into Sector 1, we'll be at level red. Level red, which means we are going to begin to turn away the taco people at the Taco Bell.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dwight on the Phil Hendry Show. Dwight.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, the reason that I called is because I work for Burger King. I'm a general manager of Burger King, okay? And at Burger King, back in 1998, we had a free French fry day when Burger King changed the recipe of the French fries. We gave every man, woman, and child in the entire United States of America, every Burger King on earth, well, I'm sorry, every Burger King in the United States gave away a free French fry. We never had an issue. Never had an issue.
Well, I don't know, first of all, if it's accurate that you actually gave that many fries away. Do you know how many people actually came in?
I know how many people came in my actual restaurant.
All right, that's the first point. The second point is Burger King fry is one thing. We're talking about authentic Mexican food that is probably the number one taste food in America. And you're talking about Taco Bell Taco that has been certified by five different magazines as preeminent taco in America. So I've got the choice of getting the Burger King fry or Taco Bell Taco. I'll get out of my house for Taco Bell Taco. Burger King fry, and they just sit there and keep on watching Buffy or whatever I got on.
Yeah, but the point is, they're not giving you a full meal. They're giving you one taco.
Well, it's not a full meal. The Taco Bell Taco is, without a doubt, one of the great moments, I guess, in fast food experience. Have you ever had one?
Of course.
Oh, you tell me, it is that great?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. Absolutely, there's nothing wrong with them.
They're great, is what I'm saying.
Okay, we'll call them great.
Okay. So
we'll call them great.
I'm not going to walk across the street for Burger King fries, but I am going to go, you know, I'd probably go around and block for Taco Bell Taco.
You know, when you really think about it, I mean, I don't know who you are or what you're about.
I'm a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
To really think about it, to get on the radio and say that you want to do this, you sound like an absolute idiot.
Well,
everybody across the nation right now
called up and said you're a Burger King manager.
What's wrong with that?
What's the difference?
What's the difference between what?
Between me being Citizens Auxiliary Police or him working for Burger King.
No. Now, I don't have nothing wrong with you being a COP. That's not what I said.
You sound like an idiot. Mexican culture.
I said you sound like an idiot for what you want to do.
Well, I believe in that there's going to be a taco run.
Do you really think so?
After this is all over
and said and done, when you realize that you've been an idiot and Taco Bell loved the idea and the American people loved the idea, why don't you come back on the radio and say, hey, guys, you know what? I'm an idiot.
Wait a second. If Americans love the idea, you're going to have a public safety issue, the likes of which we haven't seen since World War II. Now,
let me ask you this.
We interned Japanese Americans in special camps during World War II. Do you want to see that happen again?
No, I don't.
Okay, then you got to watch what you're talking about.
Can I ask you
one question? Wait, hold on. I got to take a break. What? 1-800-449-8686. Internment camps? General Santos, if you can...
Well, right now, Phil, we're doing some monitoring from the South Pacific on whether the Taco Bell target was hit by the Mir spacecraft, though. So when we establish that, we can certainly back away way off. Phil, and we certainly do appreciate your indulgence.
All right, you're talking about de-escalate. If people want to get into Taco Bell and get the free taco because the Mir spacecraft hit the target, you said you're going to keep them out of there if they've got less than $20 because you don't want them mooching the taco.
Public safety, Phil. It's not that we want to do anything against Taco Bell. It's public safety.
All right, well, but my question is this. You say you could use a de-escalation technique of what? You put your hand...
Well, so this is a common police technique.
Yeah, but you're putting your hand on people?
We put our right hand in the middle of the subject's chest and then bring our left hand across the back of our left hand across their face. And that only happens when there is a state of hysteria. But as you can hear, there is a lot of hysteria about this. A lot of people don't know what they're talking about. A lot of people want to just go and get the taco. Yeah, they don't know. 1941, Phil, a war broke out in this country. We had to inter millions of Japanese Americans. why do we need to bring that kind of situation back? I don't want to see these camps come back any more than you.
What are you going to put people who want a Taco Bell taco in a camp? I mean...
So, I've been in a public safety situation for a long time. I do not want to see the internment camps come back.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Morgan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I just want to say that, Taco Bell should have this guy arrested.
2953.
Should have you arrested because you're going to be beating up their customers.
I did not say I'm beating up any customers, ma'am. We are using Citizens Auxiliary Police Smackdown de-escalation.
Okay, this is not World War II. You're not Adolf Hitler.
No, I'm not Adolf Hitler. I live in America. What we're trying to do is avoid bringing back the Japanese-American internment
There's
camp.
There's not going
to
be a Japanese-American war over a free taco at Taco Bell. If people want to go get their free taco, let them get their
free taco.
Are you? He's not indicating that.
Phil, if I could, I'm not saying there's going to be a war with Japan. What I am saying is there may be a necessity for a mid-level internment camp if people are making a run on the taco.
Okay. I just think
What about that? I'm saying you don't understand.
You want to put people in camps?
No, I get it. I just think that if Taco Bell wants to do this as a promotion and you're going to be harassing their customers because they don't have over $20, that you should be taken off of their property.
Well, why should you be on that property making a run, luching the taco, freeloading the taco, when it's about public safety? So when you have crowds of people trying to get down any given street in America, and you've got literally thousands of people making a run on the taco, what we don't want is a taco camp situation, or you want to call it an internment camp or a taco camp. We don't want to do that, Morgan, and I don't want to have you put into a police vehicle and then assigned to some kind of taco camp because you have not seen the safety situation.
Yeah, and if it's a problem and it's private property, then I'm sure Taco Bell will call the police.
Taco Bell will call the police, but since it's auxiliary police, I'd like to be there to assist the police because right now, again, we're trying to avoid the taco camp.
You're trying to avoid the taco camp. I just think it's ridiculous.
So are you telling me you want to go into a taco camp? I don't understand.
A taco camp? No, I'm just saying that, it's like private property. If the cops, want to come because there's a riot or something.
How many people are you able to get in? Yeah.
You're a freak, man.
Look, we could get 30 to 40 people into the basement of my home. All right, Morgan?
Yeah.
What is it about this that you are...
What do you mean the basement of your home?
That would be the temporary taco camp's area.
See, you guys aren't even real cops, and so you're interning people or you're holding people in your homes, man. And I don't know that that's legal.
Citizens arrest powers, the Constitution of the United States allows me to do that.
What?
That's correct, Morgan.
Holding people in your home?
In the basement.
Okay.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Stay with me on this because it's important.
I think you're confusing everybody.
I'd like both of you to stay with me on this. If you insist on pushing by Citizens Auxiliary Police officers who are duly uniformed in pit helmets with Bermuda shorts and a blue armband, and you buy a taco, we can put you into a form of taco restraint. All right?
Okay.
I don't think that's anything you want.
To put people in Taco Bell restraint?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm a little...
My sons have bunk beds. I can ride them up against the wall for a camp-like feel.
Okay, you can put people in Taco Bell restraint for going to get...
Put people in the taco camp. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't think it's legal.
Well, you can
try me. I don't think that's legal.
There's no legality.
It's really great.
Once my basement is full, I can put another 30 in the dog run in my backyard. But
look, that's kidnapping, man. That's all that is. Morgan, thanks for your call. Go over to, hold on for a minute. I want to go to this gentleman in Wichita, Dennis. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Dude, I think he's got lots, man. He's totally over-militant. He should go live in Russia.
I want to establish I love this country dearly. I did serve in the military of the United States.
Give this military to police action that you want to do arrest, dude. You're way over out of line.
And if this country, if a private establishment, private business establishment like Taco Bell is subjected to the taco run, and you have literally thousands of people causing a public safety situation, what are you going to do?
You're confused that you think that people in America don't have enough common sense of the people in 1941. This is 2001, man. Wake up.
1941, this country came together and fought a war.
Right.
Won that war.
The craze over the Japanese is going to be like spies or something was ridiculous and totally unconstitutional.
Yes, the internment of those Japanese was unconstitutional.
Yeah, so all of that stuff is just being, you know, BS. That has nothing to do with tacos or Taco Bell, man. Wake up.
Where is he? Are you there?
I'm sorry, sir. We got...
I'm still here.
I know you're there. Are you there, General Santos?
I'm here, sir. We got a call in from the South Pacific, I thought.
Has it been determined that this taco target has been hit?
Not as yet, no.
Because this may all be a bunch of bull if the taco target isn't hit.
Well, with us there could be panic taco buying. That's what we're trying to avoid. In other words, the target may not be hit, but people may go out in a panic and buy tacos.
Oh, above and beyond what you're trying to stop, you guys are like overreacting to something that might not even happen. And who authorized you to be like cops in place of the ordinary police? Just because you think that it's cool or it's okay or you want to save everybody, right?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you think that it's cool or you want to save everybody from a panic or some kind of a rust on tacos, but the whole idea behind it is like in Kansas, there's no way people are going to allow you to do that.
Sir, all I'm trying to say is, since I'm very pleased, and you may be familiar with the Kansas Simulated Patrol, which is augmented with us, and we are...
Yeah, but they're not going to stop people at Taco Bell and then hold them in their basement and dog run, dude. No way. You can't do that. It's not even legal.
It's not legal. You're going to be arrested for kidnapping.
Well, you know something? There's an old saying, try me.
Taco Bell makes a hell of a taco. You know that, I know that. Hell of a deal. Russians couldn't hit their butt with both hands if they had handles on it. I don't know if that's got to do with it. What I'm trying to do, Dennis, is I'm trying to avoid having to intern either you or members of your family. And what I'm trying to tell you, if somebody lays a hand on me when I go to get my taco or my kids, I'm taking them out.
Yeah, that's, you're asking for people to assault.
We will.
Exactly. You're asking people, you're telling people you're going to stop them from getting what they want for free and with physical force.
Well, we're gonna
they're not going to respond or react.
Bob Barkley from the Wichita Lineman Range Rover is watching your town now, and I can ask him if he uses the de-escalation. All it is one hand in your chest.
No,
and the
you can't touch people at all, man. You don't got that right.
Well, it's not that bad. All we're going to do is slap your face, and I know that sounds bad.
Oh, I got news for you. You touch my face, I'm taking you out with a more than just a slap.
Well, I'm going to be...
That's bull. You can't touch people.
Well,
that's
assault. Then we would have to consider some taco camp internment.
Well, seriously think about maybe not making it back to your own taco camp. That's lame, dude. I mean, there's other people going to take down. There's no way they're going to stand for that crap.
Do you hear the hysteria that you're imparting on me on the telephone right now? That's what we're trying to avoid.
What hysteria? I'm trying to make you understand that what you're doing is not even no way remotely legal.
Well, all I'm saying, Phil, is that
see, everything that you're saying is bullcrap because you're not even a certified police agency.
Exactly.
You're a volunteer police force.
That's like I'm going to go give you a speeding ticket. I don't have the authority to do that. And you can't stop or detain you. That's
I can tell you, if you continue to fight us, we can use either a taco hold on you or some kind of a taco restraint.
You're silly. You're just like, you're a whack.
Well, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't know where you get to be a general from, but you couldn't be a corporal in the American Army of any kind.
Boy, is that the truth. All right, Dennis, I think...
No, I want to talk to this guy. How dare you say that to me? What do you mean?
You haven't got the intelligence that you give half of the people out of the country.
I'm a general, and I'm a brigadier general. And you said I'm a general?
Dude, you couldn't be a PFC.
I'm a general.
Well, you're a general moron.
Well, you are.
I think
Never
that's
the laws of
Morgan that is totally right.
Duly authorized organization swings into action.
We can use that taco sauce to spray in your eyes.
State troopers.
The lamest dude I've ever even I've had the pleasure of speaking to.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
What's that, Brigadier General?
The scrap is down, and the people at Taco Bell is offering a free taco to everyone in the United States if the core of the Mir space station hit a floating Taco Bell target placed in the South Pacific. Now, I don't know whether that Taco Bell target that's been placed in the middle of the South Pacific has been hit, but I got to tell you, it's a great promotion, and it was one that we thought was really cute and very inventive. I guess the downside, or the more serious sober side of this, is that it has drawn the attention, at least of one security agency, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are a volunteer police force of a variety of citizens.